Now, before the McKay store folded, you had started a credit union that was in some way associated with it.
Yeah, we started back in around, when the store was on Kingsway, I used to go in there and pay my credit union dues of 10 cents a week. And that was before the McKay store. And the McKay store started in 36, I think. And that was in 30. I can almost say 32. I think it was started around 32, 33, or 34. I'm not quite sure of the date, but that I always say 32 when the co-op started, that the credit union was in its infancy. It was actually was not started, but there was talk of it at that time. We used to sit around the back room and talk about what you could do. And credit unions at that time were not in British Columbia whatsoever. There was no laws or anything, everything or nothing. And there wasn't any till 1939, I believe. But anyway, we thought about these things. That why not put our nickels and dimes into something like this? And we had our own little books. Gordon Dowling and Gordon Darling, he was one of the old credit union men. Darling, that was one from South Vancouver. He lived up on 37th Avenue and by Knight Road. I don't know that they still live up there or not. He was a...
When he was involved in these early discussions?
Oh yes, he was quite strong, in fact. In fact, the son, he was secretary one at a time of the credit union. And quite a good secretary, like, you know, he really looked after it, only part-time, but, you know, it was one of these things that he had his heart set on it. In fact, he was, before Rich Robinson came along, he was all for that job that Reg has got right now.
Well, at what period did the credit union become a sort of formalized legal entity?
Oh, I would say in about 1936 it was. We were functioning then when we opened up the store up here in we used to have our regular meetings. Even though we used to sit on apple boxes in the back end of the store, we used to have our regular meetings.
And so people were putting in money at that stage, and it was being invested.
Yeah, Attorney Phillips was the president, I guess, until he died. Well, he was a good many years anyway. I can't remember. He was president all through the early days and right up into the 60s, I would not, the 50s, I would say. Not the 60s, but the 50s. And he was a very determined man as far as credit unions and co-ops were concerned. In fact, he'd go out of his way to go and buy a co-op. He was really, but he wasn't a person that could explain these things to you. He was more of a man that if you didn't want to talk, he'd get mad and he'd say, well, go your own way, you know. I haven't got time to talk to you and explain it to you, you know. He couldn't explain it that well anyway. He wasn't that type of person that could explain things anyway. He was too brunt and blunt, and he wanted to say say that and that and that and that, and that was all there was to it.
That was it, right. So the co-op continued after all the stores stopped. I mean, the credit union.
Oh, yes, the credit union is the South Burnaby Credit Union today. Yeah. South Burnaby Credit Union. I was one of those that voted against the change. That was good.
They changed the name of the credit union?
Yes, when they changed the name of the credit union at a general meeting, and there was about 4 or 5 dissenting votes, and I got up and really said, I said, I don't think we should change it. I said, this credit union was originally made, started by the people of South Burnaby here, and they called themselves the Common Good, and I said that was what it was for, the Common Good, and I said we should keep that name, because I said it'll be remembered in Burnaby as long as Burnaby is Burnaby, you know, because so many people knew it. CG.
Well, why did they want to change it?
Well, the newer people had got into the credit union. People that the old timers had more or less died off, you might say, and are unable to take interest in it anymore. Some of them had money in it, still had money in it, but they had retired and so on. And a new blood had come into the executive, and this was an executive recommendation that it be changed to South Burnaby, which is actually what it is, South Burnaby, you see. And it was actually the credit union, if it had been organized like I think it should have been organized, and if it had been somebody with a little more initiative than Reg, though I got every respect for Reg in the world, but if somebody with a little more initiative, it would have been a Burnaby credit union, and there would be no other credit unions. There were at least if they'd been all affiliated,
right.
And it had been a central deal of credit unions, and they could have called it the CG, and then called the South Burnaby branch and the North Burnaby branch, and so on, and it had been a better.
Whereas now you have one credit union,
yeah.
In South Burnaby and one in North.
And
Burnaby.
you have your Vancouver City Savings in the north out there on Hastings Street, which. I got nothing against them, but I think it should have been a Burnaby. The Burnaby should have looked after their own money, you know. Burnaby people look after the Burnaby money, and they have a credit union. They used to have a credit union in Lochdale. I don't know what they have or not.
There's a North Burnaby one in Lochdale.
Yeah.
Just got out of the building.
Yeah, I thought there was. Mm-hmm. But I still say that it should have been the CG Credit Union of Burnaby, and then the different branches, and it should have been centralized. But Reg couldn't see that, neither could some of the executive members. I mean, I could visualize it at the time, but they were scared to step out, take a chance.
Okay, you were involved in two different kinds of organizations then in the 30s, in the co-op and in the organization of the unemployed.
Right.
Was there any clash in the philosophies of the two?
Yes, in this extent that the credit, co-op was more of a passive organization, and the unemployed were more militant. It was a necessity that they had to organize them for their own good, because things were getting pretty bad there, and depression was really hurting a lot of people. They'd lost their houses, and they were living sometimes living in their own house and paying so much rent for it to the municipality, which had taken their house in the first place. And this used to really burn people up, and if you don't think this didn't stir people up, I'm telling you, this made more what they call reds than anything else. I shouldn't say Reds, I should say Progressives.
What percentage of the unemployed do you think would have been involved in the organization?
Well,
any idea?
I would say we, in the north and the south, there was approximately about 500 members, I would say, on the two organizations combined, that combined the organizations in Burnaby. I would say close to that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be positive, but pretty close. That would be the highest they ever hit. But I would say there was, at least 2,000.
2,000 or 3,000, I think. Yeah.
But that may be taking husbands and wives, and I don't know how they worked that. See, I couldn't tell you exactly how they would. But as heads of the house, I would say, it was about 2,000 at least in affected. Maybe more, I never did know the figures offhand.
Okay.